I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Wednesday, January 3. Coming up, Prime Minister urges church to take a stand against crime. Southeast Regional Health Authority gets 2 ambulances. And Education Ministry announces pilot project for revamped youth information centers. The news in detail after the break.
The Real Estate Board is currently accepting applications for the following mandatory courses as part of the Continuing Professional Development Course requirements. AML Update, Terrorism Prevention Act will be held on January 3, 4, 10, and 11, and the Real Estate Dealers and Developers Act, January 22 and 30, 2018. Contact the Real Estate Board at 926-9748-9 for more information.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging church leaders across the country to publicly denounce crime and domestic violence. Speaking at the 13th annual Heal the Family, Heal the Nation church service at the National Arena earlier today, Mr. Holness called on church leaders to regularly preach messages against the use of violence to resolve community and family disputes. He also urged the church to step up outreach and counseling initiatives to benefit both victims and offenders.
I say to the leaders of the church, you have to bring it to your pulpit. We can't allow much of what is happening to be covered up, particularly the abuse that is happening within families. And if you see someone suffering, quietly reach out to them and help them. The church has an amazing capacity for counseling and outreach. Use it.
Mr. Holness also used the occasion to encourage members of the public to pray for the restoration of the nation and the success of crime-fighting initiatives. The Southeast Regional Health Authority, SERA, today commissioned into service 2 new ambulances valued at nearly $16 million. The handover is part of the health authority's ongoing initiative to phase out older ambulances. Regional Director for SERA, Maureen Golding, says the process of replacing the island's older ambulances is being done incrementally.
The 2 ambulances, one will be assigned to the Princess Margaret Hospital and the other will be used for secondary care for KC Health Services. Currently, we have a fleet of 16 ambulances. 8, of course, is in the shop for major repairs. For this year, we will be purchasing another 3 ambulances as we try, as I said before, to improve our ambulance fleet. And of course, this will impact patient care.
Ms. Golding was speaking at the handing over ceremony for the ambulances at the Bustamante Hospital for Children earlier today. State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says a pilot program is to begin shortly for the rebranding of youth information centers into innovation hubs. Innovation hubs will provide entrepreneurship training and other opportunities to youth across the country. Minister Green says the pilot project will begin in 3 of the 11 youth information centers. The pilot centers are located in St. Catherine, Clarendon, and St. James.
There will be putting in additional personnel in relation to have that business training that would help the young people have business ideas. So it would call for additional human resource personnel in the space and also additional equipment to help our young people who are interested in business.
Minister Green was speaking in an interview with GIS News. The pilot is in keeping with the expansion of the DIA Lab project in partnership with the Organization of American States, OAS. And the National Water Commission, NWC, is launching an intense revenue collection campaign in 2018 and is therefore urging customers to settle debts tied to parcels of land. NWC Corporate Public Relations Manager Charles Buchanan is calling on property owners and tenants to settle arrears on lands they occupy.
Unlike some other utility debts that may be more personal in nature, water supply debts are by law tied to the property and they remain due and payable to the NWC, regardless of who may have used the water and who may have caused the debt to be incurred. The Commission will be utilizing legal provisions to ensure that those persons who have received service from the Commission pay for the service to enable us to improve the quality of service to our other paying customers.
Mr. Buchanan adds that the NWC will be providing convenient payment options as well as more effective bill delivery methods to improve collection. A number of cases are already being brought to court with more legal action to be taken against persons and properties indebted to the Commission. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.